This is Jay Sekulow, an important update on the case involving Sergeant Martland.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Shocking new reports come in on Marines serving in Afghanistan, being told to look the other way while Afghan commanders abuse boys who are brought to their bases. A former Special Forces captain telling the New York Times, quote, "The reason we are here is because we heard the terrible things that the Taliban was doing to people, how they were taking away human rights. But we were putting people into power who would do things that were worse than the Taliban did."
What is the military's policy when a service member becomes aware of an instance of abuse?
What I said in a press release a week or so ago was that there is no policy that says disregard that. What our policy has said since 2011 is that, you know, you have to report instances of sexual abuse by the Afghan security forces up your chain of command. And so that's what I expect of all of our men and women serving Afghanistan to be able to do.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Whenever and wherever our personnel observe human rights abuses, they will be conveyed through our chain of command and in turn to the Afghan government. Perpetrators must be held accountable.
So what would we do today?
Our soldiers should report that up their chain of command.
And then what does the chain of command do with that information?
Ma'am, we would make sure that that information got to the right authorities within the Afghan government, to the senior leadership.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We have got a major development in the case involving the Green Beret, Sergeant Martland. You remember the case. This was a brave U.S. soldier served in Afghanistan, witnessed a sexual abuse of children by Afghan officials, intervened to stop it. After he ordered it to be stopped, the individual would not. He engaged to protect the child. He is being thrown out of the United States Army. The Inspector General has released a report to Duncan Hunter, where the Inspector General said that the Army and military personnel are very supportive of Sergeant Martland in his efforts to remain in the U.S. Army. Congressman Hunter's taking a lead on it. We have been talking about this as well. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, especially from soldiers. I want to hear from military men and women or family members of military men and women, because Skip Ash, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, retired colonel in the United States Army. Skip, the order to stand down, which there wasn't here, would have been illegal even if it was given.
That's correct. But it was understood that that's what they were acting upon. So whether that was an order that was ever given or not, it was the common understanding at that end of the spear that that was an order and they took action because that's an unlawful order.
All right. So, Jordan, the Army Human Resource Command has recommended that the Green Beret who confronted the Afghan police commander for the sexual abuse of the young boy be kicked out of the service. The review command has said the same thing. This is a big issue now, and we've got to get public support on this because we're working with Congressman Hunter, but we really have to get the support going here.
Yeah, we need more members of Congress to join with Congressman Hunter. We need more people speaking out about this. This is an incident that happened back in 2011. The Army has delayed this process. There have been delays issued and grants of extra time extensions here. There's another appeal available. But ultimately here, this is about when you're at these forward operating bases and you've got this kind of horrible behavior, disgusting behavior by someone in the Afghan police force. If removing them from the base, and that may have gotten physical, but having to remove them from the base because they were abusing a child,
yep,
knowingly abusing a child. You could hear it. You were asked by the family to intervene. And now a Green Beret who's received all that special training from our armed forces, which means from our taxpayer dollars, who's willing to risk his life to serve our country, is the Army is recommending getting rid of him.
Folks, I want you to engage with us on this first. Sign the petition, which is at 180,000. I want to get it to 250,000. We've got to speak out for this sergeant. This is not right. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You need to sign that petition today. Let's speak out for this sergeant. We got to defend him. He's doing the right thing, and he's being thrown out of the United States Army. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So Army Human Resource Command has recommended that Green Beret Sergeant Martland, Charles Martland, be fired, removed from the United States Army. He's a decorated member of our armed services. He served with honor and valor in Afghanistan. His colleagues and member of the military personnel have supported him. And what is the end result of this? The end result of this is an appeal review board has recommended that he goes. What was his crime? What did he do wrong? What violation? This is the allegation. He intervened to protect a young boy who was being sexually abused by an Afghan commander on a U.S. military outpost. Now, let's think about this for a moment. He intervened to protect a young boy from being sexually abused on an outpost of the United States military. And who is the one being thrown out of the Army? Sergeant Martland. And this is absolutely absurd. Now, we need for you to join with us in this fight because, Jordan, this is going to take, now that this review board has come in, this is going to take a whole nother level of engagement to get this thing, this situation resolved.
Absolutely right. This will take a grassroots outcry across the country and everybody listening to this broadcast right now for this Green Beret. He wants to serve. He wants to continue to serve. That's all indication because he's appealed this process, gone through every step possible. There have been others that found themselves in this situation who basically said, and with all the training they've received and the valor they've served with, that they ultimately said, okay, you know, I'm done with this. I can't deal with this anymore. But he has decided, Sergeant Martland, he wants to stay in our armed forces and continue to serve our country. We should be standing with him.
Jesse in Facebook, on Facebook writes, we're supposed to stand against this type of tragedy, whether it's on American soil or not. And Skip, a military outpost of a U.S. base in Afghanistan is, in a sense, U.S. territory.
Well, that's right. I mean, the United States is responsible for it and therefore responsible for everything that goes on that base. The thing here, though, that's critical to remember is by excluding him from service, he will get no retirement benefits whatsoever. Because he hasn't reached the 20-year period. So he gets no benefit for having served honorably. And that's what's especially egregious about this, in my view.
All right, so let's do this, folks. I want to talk to everybody. Now, we're on radio. You may be watching on the ACLJ website. You may be on Facebook and Periscope. You may be watching on television. I need everybody that's watching this broadcast right now to do this, to go to aclj.org right now. And you sign that petition that we're sending to the United States Army, that we're going to send to the president, that we're going to send to every single member of the United States Congress. But we need your help. Now, we are at, Will, what's the exact number that we're at right? Well, I've got it right here. 180,000 people roughly have signed on to this petition. I would like to get this to 250,000. That doesn't include phone calls. So we're probably phone calls, probably close to 190,000. We need to get this up to 250,000 people saying we're standing up for Sergeant Martland, the Green Beret, who the military says has served with honor and valor, and he's getting put in this administrative bureaucratic nonsense. And as Skip said, it's going to be very costly to him and his family. So go to ACLJ.org right now. Everybody that's listening needs to do this. Go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And Jordan, this is going to take everybody that's listening to us engaging this.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, this will require an outcry, a grassroots movement across the country. It's gotten some media attention. It needs to get more. The fact that there's a lot more support out there for Sergeant Martland in this situation, that we want him to, by his own choice, continue to be able to serve our country as a Green Beret. The training that he's received and this treatment that even after all this that he wants to continue on, it's important that we stand with him.
We are hearing from members of military and military families. Joshua's calling from Millport, New York, retired Marine. Joshua, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your service to the country.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. The reason why I'm calling is I'm shaken from this ridiculous act
the
government is doing against this fine soldier, a fine soldier. And my freedom of speech, my stance right now is that it needs to start with the commander-in-chief.
Absolutely.
The presidency of the United States needs to step forward. This young man did exactly what he was supposed to do. And now, because of some bureaucratic situation with some high-ranking official, has turned the tables, and the president of the United States, commander-in-chief, needs to personally step into this situation, take control of it, and dismiss this whole nonsense, allow this fine young man to serve his country the way that it needs to be done. And I pray in God's name that, and I will pray for him, and I hope everyone else will, that, and that's my stance. I don't want to get on a rant and rage.
No, listen, Joshua, I appreciate you calling in again. Thank you for your service. I want to ask this to Skip. Skip, I'm reading as we've been investigating this and working on this, of course, on Capitol Hill. Here's the thing that I'm very concerned about. You've got the incident was in 2011 while Martland was serving in Afghanistan. He and another soldier confronted an Afghan local police commander at an outpost, military outpost, for kidnapping and repeatedly sexually abusing a young boy. All he did was separate him, rejected him from the base. This now, because of the military's bureaucracy or whatever it is here, they are throwing him out of the army. Now, the commander-in-chief of the United States is the president. The president could say, we're just not going to do that.
Well, he's exactly right. He has the authority to do that. The thing is, it took so long because at one point in time, the Green Berets are really needed. Remember, we're beginning to withdraw from those areas. The military's downsizing. So now they're looking for some type of discriminator to get people out. And because he was reprimanded for what he did, that's a black mark, and therefore there are a lot of people with no black marks, so they're using this black mark against him. But the issue is exactly right. He's the one who showed the moral compass here. He's the one who obeyed not only the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but Afghan law, and he's the one being punished. It is completely unjust. The president should intervene.
Sharon from Periscope asked what we can do to help Sergeant Martland. And Jordan, we've got this is where we utilize our Office of Governmental Affairs in Washington, D.C., and our legal team as well, to put together what the legal position is, that this was not, and Skip, we probably need to get an opinion drafted from our team that this was not a violation of law, of military code and conduct.
Well, that's right. In fact, we already sent in our letter that went in October, laid that out, but
yeah,
we can expand that.
Yeah, I think I have that. I'll pull that up during the break here. So we've got our, actually, I've got it right here. Here is our letter that we have sent. I'm showing it to first Facebook and Periscope, those watching on the internet. There you go. We've got it up. Well, I'm sure it's up on the website, too. Here's the thing, Jordan, though. We've got to really mobilize people to get action. I mean, this is it's got to take a – because we're at level two now. Level two has said no, he goes. So the appeals are getting harder and harder as we get up the chain here. We've got to mobilize the American people. And there's just not been enough attention on this guy's case.
No, there needs to be more attention. I mean, the abuse, I know people don't like thinking about that, talking about it, but understand he tried to step in to do something about it in a way that he could. And that's why we should be standing with Sergeant Martland. We need that grassroots outcry. We need it to start today on the broadcast through everybody who's listening to this show right now. We've got a member of Congress like Duncan Hunter, Congressman Hunter, who's ready to take a lead on this. We can get more members of Congress. This could be a bipartisan effort and ultimately make sure that if Sergeant Martland wants to remain in the military, that decision will be up to him.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to do, and that is exactly what Jordan said. We need to organize and mobilize. Now, we sent out a letter October 19th. We're going to do another draft updating it on this. This is a tough appeal, folks. I want to be really, you know, look, this is serious. Ruth on Facebook, though, said this, and this is a really good point. Children should always be protected. He did the right thing. What an outrage. And it is an outrage indeed. So here's what we're asking everybody to do right now. We want to take direct action on this. I need you to go to ACLJ.org. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And what I need you to do, what Sergeant Martland needs you to do, what we need, what our men and women serving in the military need you to do is take action. We need to get, I want to get 250,000 people from all 50 states to engage this issue. So we need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The Inspector General told Duncan Hunter, Congressman Hunter, that in fact, this man served honorably and that his peers in the military are with him on this. The question now is, will the American people be with him? And I know the answer is yes. But folks, we need to hear from you. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We can win this. We need your help, and we need you to engage now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, and I urge you to make that call. Folks, also, don't forget our book, Undemocratic, out in just a few days. We're trying to get it on the New York Times bestseller list. It's the paperback edition, expanded edition, two more chapters. Let me encourage you to get it. The book's available wherever you buy your books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And again, the goal here is to get it on the New York Times bestsellers list, so go ahead and put it. If you could order it today, I think on Amazon it's down to like $9 and change. I mean, they keep it, which is great. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for Sergeant Martland.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused. And Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Father in heaven, hear our
prayer. Strengthen your soul. Right, so we're basically at the final stage of appeal for Sergeant Martland's case, Skip. Is that correct?
That's correct. It'll probably go from here to the final approval authorities, who are either going to approve it or disapprove it. And it's more than likely he's going to approve it unless there's a great deal of pressure from outside.
We've got to get the outside pressure really going here, folks, and we're working on that. Let's take Charlie, who's calling from Odessa, Florida, also a Marine veteran. Charlie, thank you for your service to the country. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, Charlie the plumber from sunny Odessa, Florida.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and you know what? I love my country, and the sergeant should be given a commendation. He should be given a medal. He should be given a promotion. He was only doing the right thing. Hey, if I would know there was a bunch of Marines and we saw him raping this little boy, which that's in their culture, you know what? There would have been no problem with that guy leaving that place alive.
You know, all he did, Charlie, this is what to me is so frustrating about this case. He separated them and removed him off the base. And Jordan, he should be getting, like Charlie said, he should be getting commendations for that.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine how this could escalate to a much more difficult situation. Instead, though, using his training and using his knowledge, and I think being as sensitive as possible to the situation, especially after the family asked them to intervene, he got involved and removed the individual. Could it have gotten a little rough? Yes, but it didn't escalate to a really difficult situation where someone was seriously injured and hurt in the process. And there's no indication that this in any way hampered our efforts in Afghanistan either.
Right. Absolutely. Positively not. All right. Donnie's calling on line 5 from Washington, D.C. Hi, Donnie. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. I absolutely agree with the last caller. I think the surgeon should be awarded.
Right.
I mean, I think the policy makes absolute no sense where you just report upwards and something might be done and probably will not be done after the action has already taken place
You're talking about when the commander said report up the chain. Do we have that soundbite? Let's go ahead. Let me play it for everybody so we know what Donnie's talking about. Here's what we said.
What is the military's policy when a service member becomes aware of an instance of abuse?
What I said in a press release a week or so ago was that there is no policy that says disregard that. What our policy has said since 2011 is that, you know, you have to report instances of sexual abuse by the Afghan security forces up your chain of command. And so that's what I expect of all of our men and women serving Afghanistan to be able to do.
This was, by the way, questioned by Senator Gildebrand, who's a Democratic senator from New York. Skip, what about this? This is obviously the defense on the other side, report up the chain.
Well, I'm sure there was a report up the chain. I mean, he handled it, and then he reported up the chain. Otherwise, why would they have known to reprimand him? So the issue is it was probably reported up both chains, the American chain and the Afghan official who was offended probably complained. But the issue was he handled the problem as it should have been handled, and then it went up our chain because our military leaders were aware of it.
All right, we're taking more of your calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110. I really want to hear from, of course, want to hear from all of you, but military men and women or family members of military, it's very important that we hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, sign that petition for Sergeant Martland. I want to get it to 250,000. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And Jordan, let's talk about the practicalities on the ground of what we're going to have to do to succeed in this now very narrow window of appeal that's left. This is a major effort here.
We've got to help Congressman Hunter build a lot of congressional support. He speaks, obviously, he's got a lot of influence when it comes to issues involving our armed forces. And working with members of the House, members of the United States Senate, a bipartisan effort. That starts with your grassroots engagement today as you're listening to this broadcast, getting involved, whether it's online at aclj.org or by phone at 877-989-2255. We need you to take that extra step of grassroots engagement. We know in the past, this is how you get a positive result in these situations. It comes ultimately down to impacting those who can make these decisions very easy. They can get involved and put a halt to this. It can go all the way to the White House. We need your help today.
All right, folks, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and add your name. It's really that simple. Tim's calling from South Carolina. Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to know why Obama does not jump into the fray as fast as he does to protect our citizens and our men and women of the military, as fast as he does for all the terrorists, the illegals.
Here's why right now. It's not getting the attention that it needs to get. I mean, that's just the truth. It's not getting the attention it needs to get. So we've got a big job here. And that is, Tim, we've got to get this to get attention. And that's why we've got all of our resources. That's why we're going to run this on our regular television broadcast as well. We've got to get attention to this. It is that critical. Without the attention, Jordan, you know, Congressman Hunter can't do this by himself.
No, we need that grassroots outcry, the support to really swell across the country. It needs to be those who, of course, we know we have many listeners of this broadcast who have family members who are veterans themselves, who have family members who are currently serving. And this is a time for you to really take a stand. It should not be a partisan issue. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue. At this point, at this stage, we know that we need to get the attention of more of our leaders in government, and this is our opportunity to do so.
All right, Morgan's calling from Portland, Connecticut. Connecticut on line 4. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, good.
You know, I'm a veteran, and my husband's a retired Navy vet.
Well, thank you both for your service.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, from the day that we enter boot camp, we're taught to have moral character. We're taught to have respect and honor.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, this guy he's being persecuted for what we were all taught from day one.
Right.
And I'm sure he entered the military actually having this character. Because you know what? These people don't just go into the military because they want the money. God knows it's not for the money, you know? So they go in for a purpose, and that's to serve, and it's to protect the children, our families,
right,
our wives and everything else, and our husbands and everything. And you know what? When I sit here and I see an innocent child, you know,
right,
just being abused, and then...
On a military base controlled by the United States.
On a military base. That is like... American soil considered.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, but you know what? It didn't even matter if it wasn't American soil. I understand if that's
but
the
it
culture
is.
Or whatever.
Technically, it's under our control. So, Skip, I mean, Morgan brings up, thank you, Morgan, and your family for your service. Skip, she brings up a really important point here, and that is, what do you expect a trained soldier to do? Look the other way?
Yeah, any trained soldier who's an honorable individual, and Sergeant Martin definitely was, would take exactly the action he did. He stopped the abuse of the child, he confronted the abuser and tossed the abuser off the installation, and then it was reported up, and then he was reprimanded, relieved, and removed from that position. That's where the mistake happened, and that's where the fault should lie, and the military should be trying to figure out who had such faulty judgment to react that way and to punish the person who was right, to make him the criminal in this activity,
yeah,
not the one who actually perpetrated the crime.
Let me suggest, folks, first of all, we're here for another half hour. If you're not getting the full broadcast, you do on Sirius XM, a number of stations. You also can go to ACLJ.org, 3-camera shoot professionally, like for TV, right on the website. You can also get the audio stream. Also, of course, Facebook and Periscope, we're going to stay with you. Here's what I need everybody to do. We've got 40 seconds before our break. Everyone that is listening to me, no matter how you're listening, you go to ACLJ.org right now, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. Let's put the number on the screen here for everybody, please. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And you need to sign this petition for Sergeant Martland. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want to get it to 250,000. We'll talk to you in a few moments.
Bad.
bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
If you're just joining us or you're hearing this program taped late, or maybe our friends on KKLA, you hear this portion of the broadcast at 6 o'clock. Let me tell you what's happened. Sergeant Martland, a decorated Green Beret, served in Afghanistan with honor and distinction, ends up in a situation where he witnesses firsthand with other Marines, other Green Berets rather, he witnesses firsthand an abuse by an Afghan commander on the base and an outpost against a young boy. And he intervenes. Pulls them apart, takes the Afghan commander off the base. For that, Sergeant Martland is being removed from the military under this reorganization plan of the military and shrinking of the military. This is someone served with honor and distinction. Now, Skip, we've hit two levels of appeal here without success. So if we go up one level now, this one you were just talking during the break, this is much more complicated.
It is more complicated. We have to remember, these people are just going through the numbers. They have their guidance, and they're looking at records. So they're not looking at the whole context. It's the political leaders,
yep,
the people who are the final decision makers who need to look at this in context. And we need to understand that one of the reasons that they acted was because the whole purpose of being over there was to win the hearts and minds of the people, and the people were viewing this type of treatment as being worse than our enemies.
Yeah.
So they had to stop it, and they did stop it.
Jordan, let me ask you this, because we talked about this also during the breaks. Our friends on Facebook and Periscope have heard it, but most of our audience has not. Duncan Hunter, the congressman, is running lead on this, but we've got to get much broader-based Republican-Democrat congressional support here to move this.
That's right. In the House, in the Senate, we need this from every potential member of Congress. This is one of those situations where it's going to take that kind of pressure to get a positive outcome, and that will start with the grassroots movement right here on this broadcast today.
All right, folks, again, if you want to help, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Christopher is calling from Oklahoma on line 6. Christopher, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Good, sir.
I'm a Army infantry veteran. I did 2 combat tours to Iraq.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. We were told, both my deployments, if we witnessed a sexual assault, doesn't matter if it's on man, woman, or child, we were to stop it however we could.
And that is the order that makes sense, Chris. And Skip, you served in the military a long time as an officer in the military. And that would, to me, just make sense. If you see it, you stop it.
That's exactly right. I mean, sexual assault violates the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It violates international law. And I'm sure it violated Iraqi law. So you are just acting in accordance with law when you stop that type of conduct.
You know, somebody on Periscope just said, what do they do, expect our military to look the other way? Apparently somebody does. So Skip, how then has this happened? I mean, I know this, they're downsizing the military. But to me, this is exactly what we read about in our book Undemocratic. This is the bureaucracy not realizing, or maybe intentionally doing this, but the bureaucracy taking control of a situation rather than realizing this is a decorated soldier that's really being harmed by this.
Absolutely. In fact, this whole issue in Afghanistan, there were other people that report, Marines and Army people who report this type of conduct going on, and reported that they had been told they could not intervene, which means someone in the U.S. chain of command had promulgated a policy and higher up that said that they could not intervene. And that is an unlawful order. And that's the person, or those are the people, that the Department of Defense should be looking for. And they're the ones who should be ejected, not someone who acted honorably.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your comments. But, folks, as I've been saying, we need your help on this in a big way. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want to make sure that Sergeant Martland is protected. Now, right now, on our petition, we have 181,000 signatures. We want to get up to 250,000. So I need everybody to go to ACLJ right now. If you're listening to this broadcast, no matter how you're seeing it or listening to it, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want you to take direct action on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And it's critical, critical that we hear from you. And again, folks, if you want to understand how this stuff happens, get our book, the paperback release of our book, Undemocratic, because this book talks about the bureaucracy taking our liberties. And for Sergeant Martland, that's exactly what happened. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Pre-order it today. We encourage you to do it. We'll be back with more in a moment.
A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-31. We're defending Sergeant Martland. And I want to go right to the phones. We had a lot of calls. Some of you have been waiting for a while here. Dell's calling from Florence, Arizona, on line 5. Hi, Dell.
How are you?
Yes, sir. Good.
I just have a comment and a question.
Sure.
We join the military, regardless of what branches we join it. We are trained and we were taught how to take care of people, protect people, and go on from there. But then when we do it, our commander-in-chief and other parties, they don't back us up. We're over here to protect America.
Right.
And do what we're trained to do. But when we do, then they turn around and it's like they're talking on both
sides.
Look,
first of all, Dell, thank you for your service. But, I mean, Skip, I mean, militarily, this is what it looks like. It looks like, you know, you got a soldier doing an honorable thing, and he's got great reviews from his peers, fellow soldiers, saying he's the kind of person we want to keep in the military. And he's being penalized because he did the right thing.
Absolutely. Loyalty is a two-way street. You need to be loyal to your commanders, and they need to be loyal to you. And what we see missing in this piece is the loyalty down to a subordinate who was doing the right thing. He should be being defended right now by his superiors to say he did the right thing at the right time for the right reason, and there's no reason to punish him. And yet those very same leaders reprimanded him and removed him from his position.
I'm going to go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's go to Jacob calling from Minnesota online 2. Hi, Jacob.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Morning now still for me?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Anyways, first of all, I love watching you on Facebook.
Oh, great.
I put you on Facebook on my phone, and I listen to you while I'm working.
Great.
But anyways, you know, I haven't been like full active duty like a lot of these other gentlemen and women that have called in.
Yep.
Army is rough, you know. But like they said, any soldier, Marine, seaman, airman, it's not just a matter of training, but uniform code, we are required to step in and defend those who cannot defend themselves.
Well, that's precisely what should have happened here. And I want to quickly go to Jordan, and then a friend of ours has called in, which is great, Colonel Wes Smith. So I want to get to Wes in a moment here. But let me, Jordan, quickly here. The problem that we have, and Jacob is raising this, they're trained to do one thing, but we've got a political problem here. I mean, this is a political problem right now.
That's right. I mean, you're basically hearing from our leaders in the military and that bureaucracy that you can't step in. And so it kind of goes against the training that you need to step in when something wrong is happening, especially when you're on a territory. Yep. It's happening on your own base.
So we are fortunate to have a good friend of ours. Colonel Wes Smith is joining us, retired. Also served in the Army, is chaplain, and served in Dover for the Killed in Action. He knows the military well, served and been in harm's way a number of times, but also happened to have served in the Human Resources Command, which is the organization right now that's recommended that this Green Beret be thrown out of his service. Wes, tell us, give me your reaction to this first, as someone that served as a distinguished career in the military. What's your reaction to this is?
Well, you know, the Army, in spite of all of its strengths and good things, is a bureaucracy when all is said and done. And I think the bureaucracy is what's caught up with this young soldier. Yeah. You know, I was reading over some of the regulations today, and the qualitative management program, by Army regulation, it says it's supposed to enhance the quality of the career enlisted force and to discontinue unproductive soldiers. But then when you read down, unproductive has nothing to do with how well they do their job. It's whether or not they have any negative material in their file, an Article 15, a letter of reprimand, yeah, a bad efficiency report. And, of course, this soldier has two of those things. But it's anything that might negatively affect promotion. And so they're looking strictly at the paperwork, and they're not looking at the larger picture of this soldier's stellar career and all the money that went into, yep, training him. And, again, it's a bureaucratic kind of thing.
You know, Skip, I said, Wes, before you came on, I actually said that this was the bureaucracy in action. And Skip, there's a lot, but we've got our job now is to peel that back.
Yes. Absolutely. The other thing is, even after this incident, they allowed him to reenlist.
Yeah.
Which says that they didn't recognize this as being of such significance that he could not serve properly. So what they're doing now is using this as a mark as they try to reduce the size of the force.
Right. There are only three ways that a QMP can actually be originated. You know, it can come from the general officer in his command. The commander of HRC can also initiate it. And then the G1 of the Army. And somewhere or another, after he was allowed to reenlist, somewhere someone decided to do this. And I don't understand that.
No.
Because normally you would not let a guy reenlist. Whenever you would do something this serious, and he did get a general letter of reprimand, when that happens, you also get a bar to reenlistment. And they did not do that to him. And then at this late date, they're coming back around to it.
Yeah, so what you've got now, Jordan, it sounds like to me, legally, we're hearing, you know, I'm glad we've got Skip and Wes dealing with it from the how the Army works side, but legally, this post hoc justification is not legal. I mean, we know that. You can't retroactively do things like this.
No, and that's right. So this whole program and how this has been prosecuted against Sergeant Marlin, if you will, it's backwards. It's not right. He was allowed to continue on. This dates back again to 2011. And so he's been allowed to continue serving. There's been extensions in these hearings. And then now, of course, that we're at this very close to the final stage, and it's when people need to begin speaking out.
All right, Sally's calling from Illinois on line three. She's the mother of a soldier. Sally, thank you for your family service.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you, Jay.
Sure.
You open avenues to being able to respond to so many issues, and I get to put my name on it, and I'm
great.
So excited about that.
Thank you.
So thank you. Yeah, my son has been in 17 years, and if there's anything I'm passionate about, it's our military
sure.
and our soldiers. And This is so outrageous. I can't believe it. I would expect that my son and any of his friends would have done the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's honorable about our military, is we are good, upstanding people. We are kind. We are generous. We look out for the light of heart and, you know, children. And I wouldn't expect anything else but that one of our soldiers would do this exact same thing.
Well, Sally, look, we hear the emotion in your voice as a mother of a soldier that's serving our country currently. And I want to go to Colonel Smith with this, because Wes served as a chaplain. And this is hard. I mean, we're getting a lot of calls from military that are just really upset about this.
Right. And, well, I reached out to some of my contacts and special forces, and to a person, they are totally supportive of Sergeant Martlin. And they're just really upset that this is going on. I mean, he was a stellar individual, his teammates, his group commander, everybody believes in him. And yet this has gone to echelons, you know, above that. And the interesting thing about it, Jay, is that, you know, if you read the Army regulations and Human Resources Command's, their policies, this is not supposed to be used as a force management tool.
Right.
You know, the goal of the administration is to reduce the Army to 450,000 soldiers. And yet, but by regulation, you use other formulas to reduce the force. But in my heart, I think they are using the QMP as a force management tool to try to get down to the $450,000 level. I mean, last year alone, 880 people were put out of the Army under this same program that Sergeant Martin's going through.
Mm. Jordan, let me ask you this, because Wes raised this, so is Skip. So we've got the Inspector General that's been talking with Congressman, our friend Congressman Duncan Hunter, and he said exactly what Wes said. Wes has confirmed with his colleagues that Sergeant Martin's peers and commanders consider him an exemplary soldier. And we've got to take that Inspector General information with Congressman Hunter and build out the support from there.
Absolutely. That's where we, this is a starting point today on this broadcast. We've informed about it before, but this is a time we've got to take action, because they're starting to move in the armed forces. The time is running out for Sergeant Martlin. We, as a combined force of folks, a grassroots army of such, we can, again, from across the country, we've heard from so many veterans and those who serve and families of those who are serving our country. This is your opportunity to take a stand.
So, folks, here's what we want you to do. We're taking a break in a moment. Then we're going to do a rapid-fire round. I'm going to ask Skip and Wes to stay with me and Jordan. And here's what we want to do. We're going to take more calls at 800-684-3110. We hear the emotion, folks. We understand. We want to do what we can do to rectify this. 1-800-684-3110. But what we need you to do is, everyone that is hearing us, however you're hearing us, if it's on the podcast, if it's on radio, if it's on TV, if it's on Facebook and Periscope, everybody go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition. We want to get it to 250,000. Or go to or call us at 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening to make that call right now. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Sherry on Facebook said she is praying for the caller's son and family, the 17 years in the military. You heard the emotion in the mother's voice. And Sherry, we appreciate that. We're doing the same. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. From Rapid Fire Round, we're joined by Skip Bass, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, former colonel from the United States Army, retired, and Colonel Wes Smith, also retired. Chaplain, served with distinction in conflict zones around the world, and also served at the Army Human Resource Command. They're both joining me and Jordan. We're going to go right back to the phones. Glenn's been holding for a long time, Vietnam vet. Glenn, thank you for your service. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Jay. It was an honor to serve this country, and my grandson's currently serving also. And I'm just concerned, it seems like our bureaucrats at any level can't protect children at all. I mean, look at this situation, yep, and also the one in Texas, where they're trying to prosecute people that are trying to save these unborn babies.
Yep.
And it's just it's emblematic of the moral decay of this country when we can't protect children or
I want to raise this with Wes and with and Skip here. Let me start with Skip, then go to Wes. Skip, I mean, this whole idea, I mean, if you visualize what happened here, military outpost, an Afghan commander sexually abusing a child, you're the Green Beret, or you're the Army guy, the officer, or you're the enlisted guy. You tell them, you do everything you can to stop it.
That's exactly right. If you have any moral compass at all, you put a stop to that type of thing. It violates the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which binds all of our soldiers. It violates Afghan law, which binds the others, and it violates international law. Afghanistan and the United States are both signatories to treaties that are against that. You must take action.
So, Wes, let me ask you this. You served as a chaplain. You counseled with a lot of soldiers. The moral character of our military is critical here. And
absolutely,
to me, this is undercutting that moral character. It puts it in jeopardy, I should say.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's being penalized basically because of the moral indignation that he had. And yet, you know, integrity is one of the seven Army values. I mean, he's really living up to the Army values by being, you know, shocked, yeah, and you know, completely not accepting what happened there. And, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I'll tell you what, Jay, the other thing that concerns me about it, I notice he's been in 11 years. Normally, when this kind of thing happens, you can qualify for a temporary early retirement authority, yep, and you can still retire with pay. He will get a small amount, perhaps, yep, Skip would know better about, you know, about separation pay, but he cannot even retire.
Well, Skip, you raised that before. That is that's a big issue. It's a big penalty.
I'm wondering, if you don't mind, Jay, I'd like to ask you. It seems to me, you know, whenever this happens, I know when you get a bad NCOER or you get an Article 15 or even a general letter of reprimand, you do not have to sign off on it, Skip. As I understand it, my experience in the Army, you can actually go to court-martial with this, a summary court-martial. Is that still an option for him to fight it?
With respect to a letter of reprimand, he doesn't have to accept it. He's allowed to respond to it, but it's—I don't think he has the option because that's not a legal.
Yep.
A court. If he were to receive an Article 15 non-judicial punishment, he can claim court-martial in lieu of that.
Okay.
But not for a letter.
So his options are very limited. Let me go ahead and take another call here. Fran's calling from line 5. Hi, Fran.
Hi. Jay.
Yes.
I'm a family member of military. My husband served, and my son served.
Well, thank you for your family service.
Oh, we appreciate all of them, especially the ones that are still serving. I just wanted to say that I called my congressman, who's Jim Jordan.
Okay.
And Jim's a pretty vociferous congressman, as you know.
Great guy, good friend.
And I left word with his aide. I know Jim pretty well.
Good.
And I asked them to check into this also. So just wanted to pass that along.
No, hey, Fran, I really appreciate that because, Jordan, this is probably the critical stage of this now, is we need to get wide bipartisan support here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. People like Congressman Jordan, standing with Congressman Hunter, people who have those members who are family members who are in the armed forces, speaking out, joining up, getting involved in this effort, that is a way forward. And there is hope here. This is not just reporting the news. We don't do that on this broadcast. We give you a way to get involved. And you're already hearing that from some folks who, like our last caller who called in. We need that more people like that to take that initiative, stand with Sergeant Martlin.
Yep.
And they could be doing so for many of them that are listening to this broadcast because they've got a family member serving right now.
Yeah, ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it at 1-877-989-2255. Got a call coming in here on line three from Laurie. I think, Wes, you're going to find this interesting because Laurie's going to talk about the chaplains. Go ahead, Laurie.
Hi. I'm the wife and mom of military retirees. Both my husband and my son served in the U.S. Navy. And I've been really associated with the military chapels here. We have been volunteers there for many, many years. And what I have noted is that the military, and especially the Navy, has been systematically downsizing the chaplain corps.
Yeah.
Now, their excuse is that there aren't that many priests around. But what I noticed was that, you know, as officers, that there's an up or out. Well, a lot of the priests that were here were expecting to be, you know, to get a
Let's
promotion.
Get Wes right, because we're close on time here, Laurie. We've got the former Navy, former Army chaplain with us. So, Wes, what is the status on that?
Well, in the Army, of course, they're drawing down on the chaplain corps because when Iraq and Afghanistan were going on, we had 2,800 chaplains just in the Army. And so there is a drawdown simply because the Army is getting smaller and the needs have decreased. The Navy, it's hard, from what I hear from my Navy chaplain friends, it's hard to get promoted in the Navy chaplain corps, and it is up or out at some point. If you don't get promoted, then you will have to leave.
Yeah. So this is the reality of a reduction in military. Mike's calling, retired military officer from California. Hi, Mike.
Yes, Jay. My name's Mike. I was in the military as an officer, and so was my father, and even other members of my family.
Yep.
And I think this is an indication, really, of how far our moral code in the country has fallen, because this just doesn't happen to a soldier like this without the JAG officers all the way up the chain of command, which is all the way to the top, without them being complicit.
Yeah, well, let me find that out because the program's coming to an end here. Skip, what about that? Because Mike brings up a really important point here. Somebody had to say this was the right thing to do.
Right, somebody had to initiate this, and I think what we're seeing, though, is that this is being used as a means of reducing the size of the service when that is a misuse of the regulations that guide this type of separation. So, but somebody has put him into that pile and is going that way. And what we need to do is we need to find the decision makers who make these wrong decisions, and we need to bring pressure on them to do the right thing and to operate in the right way.
Hey, Wes, thank you for being on. Our broadcast is coming to an end here. We appreciate it. Thanks, Wes. Thank you, Skip. Jordan, last thing here. Let's get everybody mobilized. Those that are on the line, I'm going to stay after and do another segment here, so stay on the line a little bit. But, Jordan, let's get everybody mobilized here. If you can give them the 800 number and ACLJ.org, what they need to do.
You can go online at ACLJ.org. Right on the homepage, there's a way to get activated there. Share that with your friends and family as well through social media, through email at ACLJ.org. So the petition, we've got members of Congress who are activated here. We need more. We need to hear from all of you. This needs to start today. So go to ACLJ.org or call our toll-free number now and add your name to this petition. Call. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. You'll be standing with Sergeant Martlin in an important case. This is an opportunity where your voice can really make a difference if we join together. and it's going to take that. So if you're listening right now, you need to pick up your phone and call 877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org right now. Sign this petition and share it with your friends and family.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.